pleases them. She grinned and crossed her legs, sending her skirt slinking up one toned thigh. You're always good for bouncing these ideas off of, so I thought I'd pop in. I stared at her blankly, not sure how to respond. The compliment was a little out of left field, since I rarely got involved in such matters, but given the calls Alyssa had been fielding today, I wasn't about to turn Sonia away. Thank you for noticing. Let me see what you have. I held out my hand and she passed me the folders, her thumb brushing my palm before she moved her hand away. I frowned, staring at where she'd touched me very deliberately, but then shook my head as I opened the first file. The girl was pretty enough. She'd come to Boston to be an actress, and every inch of her face showed it. She smiled too wide, her eyes too open. Even in the photo, I could tell she was acting. I like her. I nodded, pushing past my irritation. Call her and see if she can fill in for one of our no-shows tonight. If she can, get her paperwork done and get her out there. Sonia nodded, taking the folder I handed back to her and pausing to jot a note on it.
Absolutely. So that's a yes on Linda Grissel.
Linda Grissel? What a terrible name, I said, wincing. Give her a stage name, at least for the last bit. Cassidy or Miller, something easy, but... Yeah, she's a go. Who else?
And this next one, I think she's a natural. Check it out.
I opened the next folder and glanced down. If Linda Grissel looked like she was trying too hard, this woman looked like she'd never tried a day in her life. Her demeanor didn't come off as miserable or cold, though. Just looked effortless. Like someone had snapped a picture of her while she was going about her day and she'd simply happened to look incredible with copper curls and bright green eyes. On any other day, I'd have expected that face to hit me straight behind the zipper. But as pretty as she was, all I could think was that she didn't have the sex appeal that Emma had. I flipped the manila folder shut and slid it back across the desk. This one is an absolute yes. Call her, too. We have more than one opening tonight.
And this one?
Sonia nodded toward the last of the three folders, her posture stiffening as a strange tension filled the air. Now wary, I opened the folder and found a picture of Sonia herself staring back at me, her blonde hair hanging loosely around her heart-shaped face as she grinned, flashing her bright white teeth at the camera. No way, I said firmly. She uncrossed her legs and leaned forward, her ample cleavage on full display.
I wouldn't be available to everyone. I was just thinking about your deal with Emma. It might be good to have someone else on retainer. You know, in case you and Cooper have an event on the same day and you need a backup.
I pursed my lips and bit back a sharp retort. The one thing I didn't need today was a reminder of my deal with Emma. Ever since I'd left my business card at that coffee shop for her to find, she'd been invading my thoughts night and day. Then, to add insult to injury, I'd made the ingenious decision to keep myself from getting in too deep by denying my feelings for her and sharing her with my brother as our exclusive professional escort. What a dumb fuck. If Sonia thought she could assist Cooper and me in that way, quite frankly, she was delusional. No way. I snapped the folder shut, and the hurt in her expression made me swallow a groan.
Is it my hair? I can wear it down.
She reached for the knot at the back of her neck, and I held up a hand to stop her. No. I raked a hand over my face and tried to keep my blood pressure from rising any higher. I didn't want to hurt her feelings, but her timing was awful. Look, Sonia, you're just as beautiful as any of the girls we hire as escorts, but we need to keep you where you're needed most, which is right here in this office, complicating things by bringing you to events and charity functions. It'd be bad for business. She rolled her tongue over her bottom lip as she stared at the corner of my office, her brow creased.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Truly, it's nothing personal.
I believe you, and I won't badger you about it again.
She got up but didn't take the folder from in front of me.
But hang on to that just in case. The offer stays on the table.
She tucked the other two files under her arm and made for the door, her hips swaying as she walked. She paused in the doorway and turned to look at me over her shoulder, a strange darkness clouding her eyes.
At least, tell me you'll think about it,
she asked, that breathiness returning to her voice. Sure, fine, I said, if only because I couldn't think of anything else to say. I needed her here in the office, and pissing her off by turning her down flat wouldn't help.